It's now time for another round of The Latest with Tom here on UCT Radio. And now some of the world's biggest celebs have been feeling rather generous. And we're starting with Ed Sheeran. And out of all these things I've
done, I think I love you better now. Right, I'm here at the Mall of America in Minnesota, and I have my my Lego outfit on to go and be a brick specialist at the Lego store and then play Lego House.
Ed Sheeran surprised shoppers in Minneapolis by dressing up as a Lego shop worker. He handed out signed boxes and served customers who were absolutely starstruck after seeing him behind the counter. He was treating fans to an acoustic version of the Lego House, Ed's chart-topping song that was released 10 years ago. Now, you were asking about Where's Ed Sheeran these days? So I was like, at Lego. And she was
That's so sweet. Do you know what? Adult Lego is on my list for my birthday. It's my birthday soon, guys.
That's in a picture of me on your nails, apparently.
Yeah, how cute would that be?
It's so cute.
So I could bang them around everywhere. Just like
exactly.
Hit you around.
And now to J-Lo. So J-Lo surprised fans while holidaying in Capri. The 54-year-old sparkled as she took the microphone to sing hit songs, also wowing diners with her own rendition of other hits. Imagine hearing this at a restaurant in Capri.
So, a dream. And she sounds like she's having so much fun. She's had a couple glasses of wine.
She has. And you could see she was having a couple glasses of wine. She was like, yeah. And some of the notes, because I watched the full thing, some of the notes were
a little bit, but I guess, isn't getting paid, so they don't have to be pitch perfect.
Exactly. And also, obviously, the biggest news in South Africa, this happened last night.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is Natasha!
Yes, Natasha Joubert, a BCom Marketing Management graduate from Tshwane in Gauteng, was crowned Miss South Africa 2023. She stood out among the finalists, impressing a panel of judges that include former Miss SA Joanne Strauss, Miss Universe R. Boni Nola, actress Leanne Durant, and award-winning journalist Devi Sankri Govender, and of course, actress Tuso Mbedu. And, well, it was an interesting one. You couldn't watch it because you had no power.
Listen, Eskom was my opposition last night, so I only caught it as soon as they got to top five. And I know it had to be Natasha to win, I think, but at the same, like, I think she's just proof of second time's a charm.
It is.
Try and try again. And she just felt more prepared and ready for it compared to the other contestants. So, yes. Love that for her.
And now, we've all been waiting for this. Well, it doesn't look like it's actually going to be happening.
Y'all ready for this?
Mark Zuckerberg has stated that he's moving on from the idea of a cage fight with Elon Musk, as he believes Musk isn't serious about the proposed bout. The two billionaire tech rivals had seemingly agreed to the fight, while Zuckerberg responding to Musk's tweet about the cage fight. However, Zuckerberg now seems that it's time to move on, emphasizing that he'll focus on competition with those who take the sport seriously. While Musk had previously mentioned an epic location in Italy for the fight. I didn't know it was going to happen in Italy. The rivalry has escalated after the launch of Zuckerberg's Meta and a cease and desist letter from Musk's Twitter. So yeah, that doesn't look like it's going to be happening, but I don't know. I think I live in fantasy land where I think that it is going to happen, and I sincerely do hope that it's going to happen.
I didn't even think that this was a real thing.
It didn't.
Can't have been.
You really didn't think it was a real thing?
No.
Okay, and now staying in the rink, South Africa's ring contact fighting arts team has triumphed at the World Kickboxing Champions in the UK, bringing home over 50 medals, including 14 golds and securing 14 championship titles. So I was hoping that Musk would return home with a championship title.
Oh, did you?
Doesn't seem like
he... I don't think he considers this home much.
No, he doesn't seem to be a part of the 25 young fighters from SA who won that. And now, finally, researchers at the King King's College in London have successfully reversed hearing loss in mice using some genetic approach. The study found that mice with defective hearing abilities in low and middle frequencies were restored. This proof of concept study suggests that hearing impairment resulting from reduced gene activity may be reversible, offering hope for medical approaches to slow down or reverse hearing loss in humans. I'm just wondering if there's any hope for the three blind mice.
Oh, wow.
That was good, right? That was good.
But the mice are blind and not deaf.
I know. Oh, don't have to read into the semantics.